Very good afternoon to all of you. In Australia, we celebrate Good Friday as a day off. But the mood for this day off seems to be very solemn, very serious, and certainly very sad.
可是实际上今天对我们众人来说是一个非常悲痛、非常沉痛，也是一个非常严肃的节日。
So what is going on?
为什么呢?
Before I go any further, I want to thank Christina for being the interpreter for today, for Chinese.
在我讲到之前，我要谢谢Christina姐妹今天为我翻译。讲得很好。
Two families went on a holiday together.
两个家庭一同去度假。
The son of one family was swimming at the beach.
其中有一个家庭的儿子在海滩边游泳。
Suddenly, the boy was caught up by the current.
突然这个男孩被水流卷走了。
He was getting drowned.
他开始溺在水中。
With whatever strength the boy had left, he cried, "Help!"
他用尽剩下的力气大喊说，救命啊！
The father of the other family was nearby.
另外一个家庭的父亲正好在附近。
He heard the boy scream and jumped in to save the boy.
他听到了男孩的呐喊，立刻跳入水中来救这个男孩。
But having exhausted himself in the process, he himself drowned.
可是在这个过程中，他自己力竭了，他溺竭于水中。
Now you can imagine how difficult and devastating the funeral service would be.
你可以想象这个父亲的葬礼是多么的艰难和让人心碎。
Especially for the pastor.
特别是对主持的牧师来说。
Yet he said something remarkable.
然而他说了一些非常不同寻常的话。
He said, "People regard the accident as a tragedy, but for Christians, it's a triumph."
他说人们认为这个事故是一个悲剧，可是对于基督徒来说，这是一场胜利。
When one sacrifices himself for the sake of others, that's something to be celebrated, for is a victory.
当一个人为了他人而牺牲自己的生命的时候，那是值得庆祝的，因为这是一个得胜。
Today we're gathered here to remember what happened on a Friday about 2,000 years ago.
今天我们一同聚集在一起，纪念的是大概2000年前在一个礼拜五所发生的事情。
Jesus was the victim of an undeserved crucifixion.
耶稣是一个不应被钉在十字架的受害者。
But Jesus endured it willingly.
可是他心甘情愿地接受了。
With excruciating pain.
伴随着剧烈的疼痛。
Jesus struggled for every breath to say each word at the cross.
耶稣在十字架上艰难地呼吸着，说的每一句话都是带着挣扎着。
However, these are not words of defeat, but victory.
但是耶稣所说的不是一个失败的言语，他所说的是得胜的言语。
Let's pause for a prayer first.
让我们一同来祷告。
Let's seek God's help to understand the significance of Jesus' word of victory.
愿上帝来帮助我们，让我们更加理解得胜之言的含义为何。
Gracious Lord our God.
亲爱的，荣耀的主，我们的上帝。
We echo what the psalmist says in Psalm 22.
我们回应到诗篇22篇中所说的。
Because we see many troubles in this world.
因为我们可以看到在这个世界有非常多的危难。
But because Jesus said on that day,
可是因为主耶稣在那一天为我们而死。
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
耶稣说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
Why are you so far from saving me, so far from my cries of anguish?
为什么你不听远离我？为什么你不解救我？不听我哀恨的言语呢？
Because of what he did that Friday.
因为在那个礼拜五，耶稣基督所成的事情。
Today on this Friday, we have much to celebrate.
今天我们在这个礼拜五的时候，我们可以一同来庆祝。
But we celebrate with somber.
我们是带一个沉痛的心来庆祝。
As we remember the sacrifices Jesus went through.
因为我们纪念主耶稣为我们所做的。
We pray, Lord, you will touch this congregation today once again.
愿上帝你的灵来触碰每一位会众的心今天。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们一同祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. We're now in the last 2 days of Lent season.
今天我们是在大斋期的最后两天。
Lent is the period of 40 days before Easter Sunday.
大斋期是在复活节前40天这样的一个期间。
It's for Christians to remember Jesus' suffering and death.
是基督徒纪念耶稣受难和死亡这样的一个期间。
Jesus' sacrifice at the cross was to pay the ransom for the sins of the whole world.
耶稣十字架上的牺牲是为了要救赎这个世界上人的罪。
Throughout his ministry,
在他的事工中，
Jesus said much as he taught about the kingdom of God.
耶稣讲述了很多关于上帝国度的教导。
But as he hung on the cross on the Good Friday, the first Good Friday, he said but little.
可是当他被钉在十字架上的那个受难周五，他说的非常的少。
Yet his last 7 sayings manifest his divinity and humanity right down to his last breath.
直到他最后的十架七句话，到他最后一口气断了，都体现了他的神性和人性。
My Lent sermon series tracks the 7 sayings.
我的大斋节的这个讲道系列就是要来追踪耶稣基督这七句话。
Today on Good Friday, I invite you to think with me Jesus' last 2 sayings.
今天是受难日，我邀请会众一同来与我思想最后这两句话。
Please open your Bibles to John 19:28.
请翻开圣经到约翰福音19章28节。
By now, Jesus has been nailed to the cross for 6 hours.
现在耶稣基督已经被钉在十字架上六个小时了。
But John 19:28 shows God is still in control.
可是直到这个时候，在约翰福音中告诉我们，上帝仍然掌权。
Later, knowing that all was now completed.
直到后来，直到他知道一切都已经完成了。
What's being completed is God's mission, not man's scheme.
耶稣完成的是上帝的使命，而不是人的阴谋。
So the Bible tells us Jesus' last 2 sayings were loud, as written in Matthew's and Mark's Gospels.
所以圣经告诉我们，耶稣最后两句话是大声宣告的，正如马太福音和马可福音所记载的。
The loser goes out but a whimper.
失败者是带着啜泣而离去的。
But the victor goes out loudly.
可是胜利者所说的话是大声的。
So the stage is set for the final scene.
因此最后一幕已经展现在我们面前了。
Jesus, whose tongue by now sticks to the roof of his mouth, wets his mouth with the wine vinegar in order to proclaim.
耶稣此时的舌头已经粘在了他的上颚上，需要用醋酒来滋润他的口，以便他能够来宣告。
It is finished. 成了。
成了。
Now, it is not I am finished, but it is finished.
的意思不是我完了，而是这件事它成了，完成了。
It is finished speaks of a mission accomplished.
完成了意味着一个使命已经完成了。
It speaks of a purpose, a goal that's reached.
它讲述到了一个目的达成了，一个目标达成了。
So, what is finished?
所以什么完成了？
To answer that question, we have to look at what Jesus' life has been about.
要回答这个问题，我们必须来看看耶稣的一生是怎么样的。
John 1:4 tells us about Jesus.
约翰福音一章四节中告诉了我们关于耶稣的信息。
In him was life, and that life was the light of men.
生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
This life is not just about life here on earth, but the everlasting life.
生命不单单是地上的，而是永恒的生命。
And that's reinforced in John chapter 10, verse 10.
在约翰福音十章十节中又再次强调了这一点。
I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
我来是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
So what mission is finished?
那么什么使命完成了？
Jesus finished his mission of bringing eternal life.
耶稣为我们带来了永恒的生命。
And with eternal life, Jesus delivers on grace and truth.
永恒的生命是耶稣带给我们的恩典和真理。
John 1:14 says,
约翰福音一章四节中说
The word became flesh and made his dwelling among us.
道成肉身住在了我们中间。
We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光，满有恩典和真理。
The highest truth is truth that you stake your life on.
最高的真理是要你我用生命来捍卫的。
In other words, truth that you defend, even if it costs you your whole life.
换一句话来说，即使付出我们的生命，我们要捍卫我们的真理。
As a result of Jesus dying a death he did not deserve,
由于耶稣是一个不应该被钉死在十字架上的。
Grace is poured out.For the forgiveness of sins that sinners don't deserve.
可是因为这样，恩典就倾倒在我们这些不配的罪人身上。
So John the Baptist proclaims in John 1:29.
所以施洗约翰在约翰福音一章二十九节中说道
：Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
With eternal life, Jesus also reveals God the Father.
拥有生的耶稣也向我们揭示了天父上帝。
John 18.
约翰福音一章十八节。
No one has ever seen God.
从来没有人见过上帝。
But God, the one and only, that is Jesus, God the Son.
但是独一无二的上帝及耶稣上帝的儿子。
Who is at the Father's side has made him known.
在父的身边使他为众人所知。
Instead of believing in a God whom we have no idea of what he's like.
我们不是对所信的上帝一无所知的。
His character, his nature,
他的性格，他的本性。
Jesus reveals through his perfect life what a perfect God his followers believe.
耶稣基督用他的生命向我们揭示了我们所信的是一位完美的上帝。
Jesus' divine nature is revealed on numerous occasions.
耶稣基督的神性在许多场合也被揭示了出来。
Example with the Samaritan woman at the well.
例如与撒玛利亚妇女在井边的这个例子。
John 4:34 tells us.
约翰福音四章三四节告诉我们。
My food, said Jesus.
耶稣说我的食物。
Is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work.
就是遵行那差我来者的旨意，做他的工作。
Another occasion is Jesus' healing of a crippled man in John 5.
另一个场合是耶稣医治了一个瘸腿的人，在约翰福音第五章。
Jesus explains in John 5:36.
耶稣在约翰福音第五章三十六节中说道。
For the very work that the Father has given me to finish.
父交给我要成就的事。
And which I'm doing testifies that the Father has sent me.
就是我所正做的事，这便见证了我是父所差来的。
Jesus' mission reveals God the Father.
耶稣的使命揭示了天父上帝。
He does so by glorifying God with his faithful obedience in carrying out his Father's will.
他通过完全的顺服执行父的旨意来荣耀我们的主。
Now these barely scratch the surface of Jesus' mission that he finished or accomplished.
这只是耶稣基督使命的很小的一小部分。
At least,You get the idea that Jesus' words, it is finished, are not the words of defeat, but victory.
可是至少我们能够理解耶稣所说的我成了不是一个失败的言语，而是一个得胜的宣告。
Yes, the circumstances are vicious in which Jesus uttered these words while suffering at the cross.
是的，耶稣基督在十字架上说出这些话是非常的艰难的。
Yet it is finished, speak of victory as Jesus' mission of dying for the sins of the world is accomplished.
然而完成了代表着胜利，代表着为世人的罪所付上的代价完成了。
With the mission accomplished, we move on to Jesus' last saying.
使命完成后，现在我们来看看耶稣基督最后一句话。
Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。
For this, we turn our Bibles to Luke 23, verse 45.
让我们翻开圣经路加福音二十三章四十五节。
Here we pick up from the sun stopped shining.
从这里我们看到日头变黑了。
Then we read, the curtain of the temple was torn in two.
然后我们读到圣殿里的幔子从当中裂为两半。
Then verse 46 continues.
四十六节继续说。
Jesus called out with a loud voice, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
耶稣大声地喊道，父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你的手里。
When he had said that, he breathed his last.
但当说完这句话的时候，他的气就断了。
Now it's hard to know the time gap between these two sayings.
我们很难知道这两句话中的间隔是多少。
Most likely they're said in quick succession.
但是很可能这两句话是非常紧密的说的，连在一起说的。
But Luke places the curtain tearing into two right in the middle before the last saying.
但是路加在最后一句话之前说了这么一句，幔子从上到下裂为两半。
This indicates Jesus' mission is truly accomplished.
这代表耶稣基督的使命已经完全完成了。
How so?
为什么会这样呢？
You see, the temple curtain separates the Holy of Holies from the rest of the temple.
你看圣殿的幔子是将至圣所与圣殿的其余部分分开的。
Most holy place is a space reserved for God.
至圣所是专门为上帝所预备的。
Only one human being on earth is allowed to enter this space, the chief priest.
只有一个人可以被允许进入至圣所，那就是大祭司。
Even then, he only enters once a year.
即便是如此，他每年只能进去一次。
When he brings sacrifices to God in order to seek forgiveness for the sins of the people.
他带着祭物来到至圣所，希望人的罪能够被赦免。
Thus, the tearing of the temple curtain signifies that there is no longer any separation between people and God.
因此，殿里的幔子被裂开，预示着上帝与人再也没有隔阂了。
How come?
为什么呢？
Because Jesus is the sacrifice that satisfies God once and for all, thereby granting forgiveness of the sins of the whole world.
因为耶稣基督的工作是一次牺牲，永远成就，他为全人类的罪已经赦免了。
Furthermore, the Bible tells us this curtain was torn from the top to the bottom.
圣经告诉我们，幔子是从上到下裂开的。
This signifies an act from God above, not an act of humans from below.
这表示的就是上帝的行为，而不是人的行为。
When Jesus commits his spirit into his Father's hands, it's not just the loudness of the proclamation that makes the words of victory.
当耶稣基督将他的灵魂交到天父上帝的手中的时候，他得胜的话语不仅仅是一个响亮的宣告。
They are words of victory because they are words of faith.
之所以是得胜，因为这是发自信心的宣告。
In committing, Jesus entrusts himself to God's safekeeping, care, and protection.
在这份托付中，耶稣将自己的灵魂交托给上帝，愿他来保护、看顾和看守。
Every night when Jews go to sleep,
在犹太人每天晚上睡觉之前，
They say this prayer, which comes from Psalm 31:5.
他们都会说在诗篇第三十一篇中的这个祷告。
In your hands I commit my spirit.
第五节说到，我将我的灵魂交在你的手中。
When Jesus prays it the final time,
当耶稣最后一次祷告的时候，
He says so in complete peace, in full confidence.
他是完全平静、充满信心地说出的。
That as he lets go of his human life, he's embracing the life his Father offers him to be in God's own presence.
因为他已经放下了他自己的人生，把他的生命交托在神的手中，进入了父的同在。
If you'll notice, this brings Jesus' seven sayings at the cross full circle.
如果你注意到，这是基督在十字架上七句话一个完整的循环。
Beginning with Father, forgive them.
开始是从父啊，原谅他们开始。
To the cross of crucifixion, the midpoint fourth saying.
到十字架的核心中间的第四句话。
My God, my God.Why have you forsaken me?
我的上帝，我的上帝，你为什么离弃我？
And then finally, back to Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
到最后他说，父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你的手里。
Having gone full circle, Jesus' last saying acts out his own words in John chapter 10, verse 18 about his own life.
这一个循环之后，耶稣基督的最后一句话体现了在约翰福音十章十八节中写于关于自己生命的话。
No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own accord.
没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。
I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again.
我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来。
This command I received from my Father.
这是我从我父所受的命令。
No wonder Luke's account of Jesus' death ends on a victory.
难怪路加在记录这个耶稣之死的时候是以得胜胜利而告终的。
It records the centurion as witness in Luke 23 verse 47 saying,
百夫长也在路加福音二十三章四十七节中说道，
Surely this was a righteous man.
这真是个义人。
These are indeed words of victory.
这确实是一个得胜的宣告。
Friends, what happened at the cross that Friday 2,000 years ago was tragic.
亲爱的朋友们，两千年前在十字架上发生的事情是悲惨的。
But today, Australia celebrates Good Friday good.
今天我们把它称为好的受难日。
Because of its meaning.
因为它存在的意义。
Jesus, Son of God, paid for the sins of the world.
耶稣上帝为耶稣为世人付的罪付出了代价。
Once and for all.
这是一劳永逸的。
So that sinners like us can be reconciled to a loving relationship with God.
像我们这样的罪人得以跟上帝建立起爱的关系。
Hence, when Jesus said,
因此当耶稣说
，It is finished.
完成了。
And, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你的手中的时候。
They are not words of defeat, but victory.
这不是一个失败的言语，这是一个得胜的言语。
For in the most vicious of circumstances.
因为在最恶劣的情况下。
Jesus finished his mission as the Lamb of God to take away the sins of the world.
耶稣他作为上帝的羔羊，将人的罪移去了。
Let me close with a story.
让我一个结束一个故事结束今天的讲道。
A mother got a call from her son's teacher.
一个母亲接到她儿子老师的电话。
Oops, she thought, Mark, her nine-year-old boy is in trouble.
她想，哎呀，我九岁的儿子马克肯定有麻烦了。
At the school, the teacher said.
在学校，老师对她说。
Mrs. Smith, your son did something that surprised me so much.
史密斯太太，你的儿子做了一件事情让我非常惊讶。
That I thought you should know about it immediately.
我觉得你立刻需要知道。
Nothing like this has ever happened in all my years of teaching.
在我多年的教学生涯中，从来没有遇到过这样的事情。
You see, I was teaching a lesson on creative writing.
我教的是一个创意写作的课程。
And as I always do, I tell the story of the ant and the grasshopper.
像往常一样，我讲了一个蚂蚁和蚱蜢的故事。
You know the story. The ant works hard all summer and stores up food.
蚂蚁在整个夏天都努力的工作，为它储存大量的食物。
But the grasshopper plays all summer and does no work.
可是蚱蜢在夏天的时候都一直在玩，什么都没有做。
Then winter comes.
冬天来了。
The grasshopper starves.
蚱蜢饿了。
So he begins to beg.
所以他开始祈求。
Please, Mr. Ant, you have so much food.
蚂蚁先生，你有好多食物呀。
Please let me eat a bit.
你也让我吃点呗。
Then I said, the teacher, that is, boys and girls, your job is to write the ending of the story.
然后老师说，孩子们，你们现在就要来写这个故事的结局。
And Mrs. Smith, your son Mark, he raised his hand straight away.
你的儿子马克举手了。
Teacher, can I draw a picture?
老师，我可以画一张画吗？
Yes, Mark, you can. If you like, you may draw a picture.
可以的，马克，如果你想，你可以画一张画。
But first, you must finish writing the end of the story.
可是必须你先要写下这个故事的结局。
And as in all years past, most of the students said,
就像过去所有的学生都这么写。
The ant share its food through the winter.
学生写说，蚂蚁在冬天分享了它的食物。
So both the ant and grasshopper they lived.
所以蚂蚁和蚱蜢都活了下来。
A few children wrote, "No, Mr. Grasshopper."
有少数的学生写的是不。
You should have worked all summer.
你应该在夏天也工作。
Now I just have enough for myself.
现在我只有足够的食物给我自己了。
So the ant lived.
所以蚂蚁活下来了。
But the grasshopper died.
蚱蜢死了。
But your son ended the story in a way different from any other endings ever.
但是你的儿子写了一个跟大家都不一样的结尾。
This is what he wrote.
这是他写的。
So the ant gave all his food to the grasshopper.
所以蚂蚁把他所有的食物都给了蚱蜢。
The grasshopper lived.
那个蚱蜢他度过了冬天。
But the ant died.
可是蚂蚁死了。
At the bottom of the page, He drew three crosses.
在页面，在那个画面的底部，马克画了三个十字架。
Friends,
亲爱的朋友们
，Death in whatever shape or form is tragic.
死亡无论在任何的形式下都是非常的悲剧的。
Us Asians, in particular, we don't like to talk about it.
特别是我们亚洲人，我们不喜欢讲死亡。
But when God, the Son, Jesus Christ, died.
可是当上帝之子耶稣基督死去的时候
The tragedy of death takes on new meaning.
死亡的悲剧它得到了全新的意义。
For Jesus' death is his willing sacrifice to pay for the punishment of the sins of the world.
因为耶稣基督的死是他自愿牺牲的，为世人付上了死的代价。
Forgiveness is free for the sinner.
罪的赦免对罪人是白白的恩典。
But it caused the suffering and death of God the Son.
可是他的代价是耶稣基督的受难和死亡。
Yet his death is not defeat but victory.
可是这死亡不失败，是一个胜利。
For Jesus' self-sacrifice is for the sake of the world.
因为耶稣的自我牺牲是为了全人类，全世界。
From tragedy, Jesus turns it into victory, which we'll see it unfold fully on Easter Sunday.
从悲剧中，耶稣基督将悲剧变为了胜利。我们将在复活节礼拜天，星期天来看到这个救恩完全的展开。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Almighty and gracious God.
亲爱的主耶稣上帝。
You are so good.
你是一个 好的无比的神。
We cannot imagine.
我们不敢想象。
We cannot understand.
我们不能够完全的理解。
We can only just come before you humbly.
我们只能够谦卑的到你的面前。
To receive your forgiveness.
是来接收你的宽恕。
Your truth.
你的真理。
Your grace.
你的恩典。
So that we have something to celebrate.
所以我们可以因此而来庆祝，来欢庆。
And exchange our shame for your victory.
把我们的罪，把我们的羞愧带走了，而换来的是你的胜利。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.